Fred at School Show. Fred at School Show.
Hello, Fred listeners. Welcome to the summary of the third Spanish national program within the framework of the Fred at School project. During our 40-minute long show, we presented and discussed about the third film of this edition of Fred at School, the Swedish production Eat, Sleep, Die, directed by Gabriela Pichler. We then had the chance to speak with Gonzalo de Pedro, who works as a film critic for several leading publications in Spanish language, teaches film at the university, directs the Márgenes Film Festival, and is one of the programmers of the Locarno Film Festival. We had the time to compare the perception of different film codes among Spanish high school and university students, and to agree that parallel educational projects like this one, an alternative film festival like his, should not be an excuse to raise awareness among policymakers so as to implement curricular programs on film literacy at a high school level, to say the least, given the relevance audiovisual material has achieved over the past few decades. Later in the show, we talk to Maite Soto from the Barcelona Autonomous University, the Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona. Maite is in charge of all the investigation on the evaluation of the degree of film literacy among high school students all around Europe, and the results of the different questionnaires they must fill in before the beginning of the project and after the different screenings. She explained to us the key issues on their innovative research method and told us to wait until July to have the first results on this long-awaited research. Finally, Spain and France got together to share views on the development of the project so far and the reactions to the film from both Spanish and French students. In order to do that, we chatted with Benedict Pro, my counterpart in the Hexagon, France's national coordinator of Fred at School. One of the most surprising conclusions after our conversation was to discover that film literacy training programs seemed as necessary in countries with a somewhat limited art house film tradition of their own, for example Spain, as in groundbreaking countries as far as author film is concerned, for instance France. Views on Eat, Sleep, Die indeed didn't differ from one country to the other, nor did they on the two previous films, Illegal and Academia Platanos. But what do Spanish students think about Eat, Sleep, Die? Let's listen to their comments.
A high percentage of the class think that the film doesn't make us feel anything. In our opinion, life is an adventure full of new experience. So this type of films show the life in a very different way, a very dual one. To be honest, we didn't like it at all, although it can help us to open our minds. Moreover, it's quite pessimistic, because it didn't offer a solution to such a hard situation. The film was very slow, and that made us feel bored. Nevertheless, we liked the plot, although the things that are reflected in the movie are hard, like illness, inequality, or employment. But this is the real world.
I didn't like a lot the movie, because I think that the plot is a little bit plain. But I think that also shows that everything is easier if you have someone that supports you.
It's a very slow film.
I think it's the most boring film that I ever seen. And the environment is very sad. It's all grey. There's no people on the streets.
I think that these types of films aren't my cup of tea. I'm aware of the fact that these films try to give an insight to the realistic world and how life is around the world, and that nothing comes easily. But also I think that for our age is a little too difficult to see.
It could have been more interesting and still show what it wants to show, that and give the same message, and it could have been more interesting.
Once more, identification with characters was a key issue in the debates. While the film bored most of the students, Russia triggered reflections on themes like the family among the students. Benedict Pro suggested these may have happened due to the very nature of the film, which is based on the director's real experience. Another interesting topic on the clips was the shocking portrait of Sweden, which has nothing to do with the idealistic social paradise some Southern Europeans have in their minds.
The love between the father and the daughter is very special. We don't experience anything like that in our families. Here, parents and children's roles aren't exchanged. As a rule, parents provide everything we need and take care of us.
This film shows a part of Sweden that nobody knows, and I think that it's good to show that to the people and the students.
The director lived in the old Yugoslavia, then she moved to Sweden, running away from the war. But when she arrived in Sweden, she didn't find what the people had told her about that country. She actually found the country that is shown in the film. That is not the Sweden that we are used to see in the news or in the magazines.
In some schools, some students linked the way the film was shot and the absence of action scenes to the effects the film had on them.
The way the movie has been shot is very experimental. The camera moves quickly and images are almost always blurred. As there is no action, half of the class think that it didn't help us to enjoy the plot easily. But on the other hand, it makes you think about the social problems mentioned.
In conclusion, the film didn't manage to satisfy the expectations the students had. In fact, a group of them has launched the following statement.
We are young people, a non-very patient audience, and we're used to action movies and full of motion, so we get bored easily. We would love the next movie to be a little more exciting. We want to love European cinema.
We want to love European cinema. There is no better way to conclude our show than with that punchline. I'm Gonzalo Suarez, National Coordinator of Fred at School in Spain, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.